Hello?
Hi. My name is George. I am conducting a survey for researchers at Harvard Kennedy School and would like to get your opinion on issues of the day in Boston. Not much is to know about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhood. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. The survey will only take just a few minutes to complete and ask about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card and if you complete the survey. Now, you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for a $50 gift card. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. Do you prefer the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. And thank you again for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
And what is your zip code?
02127.
Thank you. What would you say is your gender? Male, female, or something else? Non-binary, transgender, gender vibrant, or non-confirming?
Damn, that's so ridiculous. I know you have to ask, but female.
Well, thank you. I am required to read verbatim, ma'am. That's why I have to ask.
I understand.
My other question is, how old are you? Are you between 18 to 29, 30, 44, 45, 59?
44, 60,
74?
44, okay. 59.
And what would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Native Hawaiian, or other Pacific Islander, Hispanic, Latino, Middle Eastern, North Africa?
Caucasian.
Okay. And what is the highest level of education you have completed? Okay. The next set of questions are about how health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say that your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I thought this was related to the police.
Yes, ma'am. These are just additional questions that I have to read because I am required to read verbatim. But the questions about the police, they do come after these.
Okay, go ahead.
Like I was asking, the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say that your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No, good.
In general, would you say that your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, never?
A week.
And how often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep?
Every day.
Would you say every day or a few times a week?
Say a few times a week.
Okay. And how often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued?
Oh, I don't know.
Every day, a few times a week, about once per week or never?
Exhausted, I'll just say once a week.
The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Not being able to control worrying. Not at all, some days, more than half of the day, or nearly every day.
What was the first one?
Not at all. Some days.
Some days.
What about feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
No.
having little interest and pleasure in doing things?
No problem.
Feeling nervous, anxiety, or on the edge?
Maybe a few days a week or a few times a week.
Now, I would like to ask a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you
have a mental problem? Apologize. This is actually going a lot longer, and I have to get out of the car now. I'm pulling into my destination. But, it's a little misleading, I think, and it wasn't your fault. It's the way the questionnaire is set up. The way it's presented is about ask questions about how you feel about the police, and then it's extensive questions about personal health and well-being. So I'm gonna decline to proceed. Okay, thank you.
Well, ma'am, please remember we are a premier provider of custom online surveys, specialized in general studies.